the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'm looking at four fresh young faces of Broadway's future. I don't know. It sounded good to say. It's always fun to have Pittsburgh Musical Theater here. It's been a while since we've done that, and they have an upcoming production of Oliver. It's going to be running October 22nd through the 25th, so it'll be opening very soon and a short run, so you're going to want to make sure that you get a chance to see them at the Byam Theater. Let's meet the folks that are here, and we'll start by saying hello to you, and can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Savina May. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Moon High School.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What are some of the things you like to do when you're not doing musical theater?
My whole life basically revolves around musical theater, and it's really nice because it's a great outlet. But other than that, it's just school and doing what I love, yeah.
When you say your whole life, have you been involved for a long time, like since you were little?
Yeah, I started PMT when I was around 6 years old, and I've been doing it ever since, so good 10 years.
Wow. What attracted you to it as a kid?
I've always loved to sing, and I mean, I was singing before I could even talk, and when I found out that some of my friends had been involved, I decided to give it a go.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you're here. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Just my parents and to our great directors and any people behind the table, and thank you.
Excellent. And now sitting right next to Sabina is who?
Hi, I am Mia Schmidt-Tedder. I am a sophomore at Fox Chapel High School, and I am 16.
And how did you get involved doing this? When did you start?
Well, I have been dancing since I was very young, and I've always loved to sing. And I knew I had some friends from school that went to Pittsburgh Musical Theater, so I decided to give it a go.
Well, that's great. Anybody you want to say hello to?
My mom and my dad, and my parents and family and friends.
Great. And I'm always curious to find out about other interests and things. Do you have anything else you're passionate about?
Like Sabina, I mostly all the time am doing musical theater. But if not that, usually just spending time with my friends and family in school.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now, I have to talk a little bit about Sky. Sky and I were at a wedding together because of friends of, well, your director, executive director, was getting married, and a member of our board was who she was marrying, both Ken and Colleen, or Colleen and Ken, respectively. And I didn't recognize Sky because he had wedding clothes, you know, dressed up.
Yeah, and wasn't wearing tights. You don't know who I am.
I was thinking, who's this guy? And you know, with the crutches, because you had you tore a tendon, I think.
I fractured my pelvis.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I got an MRI.
Did you know that at the time?
No, I didn't. I was hoping.
Wow.
I had no idea what was going on, and then I went to the orthopedics department at Children's the couple days after that, and I went to get an MRI, and I fractured a growth plate in my pelvis, and I was unable to dance for the rest of the summer.
Oh, poor guy.
It was agony.
Well, what I was going to say is Sky, you know, his were you at high school now?
I'm a senior at Alderdice.
Okay, congratulations. And, I mean, this has been your life. I think You've been coming here for a long, long time, and I just know you've done this forever, and I'm thinking, this poor guy, this wedding, given that it was Colleen, had a lot of dancing opportunities, so many that I even danced, which is really rare, and I felt bad that you couldn't get out there and do anything. You were like dancing in your head, moving the crutches around.
Pretty much.
Did you have to do rehab for that?
It wasn't really a matter of rehab because I didn't tear any muscles or tendons or ligaments. It was purely just the bone that was cracked. So it wasn't a matter of giving it ice or heat or anything. It was just me not doing any extraneous movement that would otherwise exacerbate the injury.
Wow. Do they think that may have happened from how active you are? Or
actually, there was a moment when it happened. The fracture itself happened on stage whilst I was doing a show.
Oh, you knew it. Okay.
Yeah, what happened was for our summer musical theater program, we have this little component called Dance Emphasis, which is a three-week intensive training program studying the disciplines of classical jazz, classical ballet, and tap. And what happens is at the end of that, before we put on our summer musical production, there is a little dance concert for the Dance Emphasis kids. I remember it was the final song of the Dance Emphasis concert, the last eight count of the last song. And since I am the person that I am, I went to the front of the stage. I decided to show off. I kicked and I dropped into a split.
Oof.
And I didn't warm up. And I felt something tear or pop or explode or something. And I knew something bad happened. And everybody backstage heard my grievances aired. So...
Let's all grimace together. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It was bad. It was bad, but I'm fully healed now. And, yep.
Well, not to sound cliche, but Children's Hospital's pretty amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For them to find the problem like they did is great. So do you know what you're doing after you graduate from Alderdice?
I have a list of schools, and right now that's pretty much my life outside of theater. I am passionate about the college application process.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a grind. It's not fun at all. Never mind.
No, it is a grind. I can remember it like it was yesterday, and really being stressed out about it and being nagged to get my applications in.
See, Rush knows exactly what it's like because he's a senior too. He's like, he's looking at me like, dude, I get it.
Yeah, it's tough. Do you want to – I'm assuming you're looking at musical theater programs.
Yeah, I'm trying to – or perhaps a minor in dance as well.
Great. Let's – oh, any hellos to anybody?
Hey, Dad. What's up?
Let's go to Rush Hodgen, who's here. You're also a senior at Pine Richland.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about how long you've been doing this sort of stuff.
Well, I've been doing Pittsburgh musical theater for about 4 years, and I actually had started acting in plays that were original plays written from my church with my grandfather. And then I went into a local community theater, Act One, where Karen Cordaro taught for about 4 years. And from there, I went into Pittsburgh musical theater.
That's great. So did your grandfather write the plays, or was he also acting?
No, someone on the committee had actually written these plays, and they were all original pieces. They were all part of a Mystery Dinner Theater program, and I actually started acting with my grandfather because I didn't really want to do anything else. You know, I was kind of just lost at a very young age, lost. And I had decided my parents had decided for me that I should go into this with my grandfather, and I started there, and I've loved it ever since.
Maybe your parents would like to do your college applications.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Pretty cool. Is your grandfather still living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, he's listening to the show today.
So it's got to be a real treat for him to be able to watch you or to follow your work on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else you'd like to say hello to? Hi, Grandpa.
Hi to my grandmother. Hi to my Aunt Robin. My parents who are watching or listening. And yeah.
Great.
Isn't your grandfather Rush Hodgen the first?
Yeah. Yeah, there's three there's three Rushes.
Three Rushes.
He's the third one.
That's like a new version of the 12 Days of Christmas or something.
Oh, my God.
Three Rushes rushing. Or three Hodgins rushing or something like that.
Three
There you go.
Three Rushes hodging or
That's
something.
Actually brilliant.
Oh, you're way too kind. And we mentioned college. You're in the throes of applications. Are you thinking theater or?
I've decided that I'm going to go into acting, specifically into film acting. Just like him, our college lists are pretty much the same. Most of our colleges are in New York City, and we're kind of just going through that application process right now. And it is a really hard application to process, especially for going into a program like this. You actually have to go to the schools and audition. So it's a lot of traveling, a lot of time away, and a lot of work to get there.
Yeah. Well, good luck to both of you, and I hope you'll keep in touch too.
Of course,
absolutely.
I'd like to just bring James Russian. Russian.
Russian.
Part of it too. Bring James into the conversation briefly, just to welcome you. I know this is your first time in our studios. Are you relatively new to PMT, or have we just not had a chance to meet?
I started last year. I started actually as a fill-in. They just needed an extra piano player, and I wound up – actually, I forget who recommended me. Somebody just called me and said, hey, there's this studio in the West End, and they need a guy, and you kind of know what you're doing, so come play.
Kind of, huh?
We all kind of know what we're doing.
So tell me about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or
I grew up up north in the Conway area, just a little away from Cranberry.
Okay, at Conway in the Ohio River Valley, like near Baden, and
yeah.
that? It's sort of halfway, almost halfway between Pittsburgh and Baden, or Ambridge, perhaps.
I'm right next to Baden.
Yeah. And did you study music, or?
I did. I mean, when I got to college, I went into music education and very quickly realized that I didn't want to teach in public schools. And I wound up getting a double major and a minor. I wound up getting a major in music. I majored in double bass, actually. I thought I wanted to go into an orchestra.
A double major including double bass.
I majored in double bass in music with an emphasis in composition. And I also got a major in creative writing, and then I almost finished a minor in acting.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty amazing, actually. Where do you go to school?
West Virginia University.
Oh, great. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge, say hello to, or...
I know my parents are out traveling, so they're way too far away to listen right now. Anybody who really loves the art form, and hey, welcome. Do everything you can to be a part of it.
Great. Well, these guys, and gals, people, are about to be doing, Oliver. That's, the show that's opening up. I heard a little bit of it when they previewed the season at the Summer Reading Extravaganza. Earlier in the year. The show opens October 22nd and runs through October 25th. We're always happy to get them on the Saturday before the opening of the show. So you'll hear the piano of musical director James Russian, music director, along with the folks you just heard, Mia, Sabina, Sky, and Rush. We'll recap more about the show and also give you some information about how to get involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, but do we need to set up this scene at all as to what's happening? And you know, I really didn't ask you to tell me. I should have asked your roles.
Sure.
Too.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Rush, I'll start with you, and maybe you can just tell me the role you play.
All right. So specifically for this number, I play the role of Bumble, but I also play Bill Sykes as well in the show.
I do the same track as Rush. I play Mr. Bumble as well as Bill Sykes.
And who are these guys? I mean, if you had to describe, for people that don't know the story.
Okay. Mr. Bumble is the beadle of the workhouse where Oliver is. Whenever Oliver asks the proverbial question, please, sir, I want some more, he's saying it to Mr. Bumble, who is this big, fat, disgusting, lardish man who is just a horrible person to kids. And he is more or less the comedic relief of the show. And then by contrast, we are also playing Bill Sykes, who is – Rush, you say who Bill Sykes is.
All right. So Bill Sykes is a hardened criminal who is a product of Fagin, who is the controller of an underground criminal organization full of thieves and pickpockets. And he's about a 35-year-old man. He's stoutly built, and he's in a sort of complicated relationship with Nancy. And he, he's a hardened criminal, and he goes through the story basically causing terror to the people around him as well as even himself ultimately in the end.
And can we take a second? Rush, can you give us an example of the Bill Sykes voice just so they can hear the transformation in what you've been studying?
Yeah.
Just give us one of his lines.
All right, let's see here. Oh, Fagin looks worried. So that would be more like Bill Sykes.
Wow. And you do Bill Sykes also?
I do Bill Sykes.
Do you
want to
do
well.
A dueling Bill Sykes?
A dueling Bill Sykes, yeah. He and I play the character very differently. We played at different strengths. So something I would say is,
and just what do you mean by that remark?
Like, it's a, like he's a very, he is the antagonist of the show. And he's just this very foreboding, grr kind of personality.
It's neat to be double cast and to have those different interpretations of the role. Now, do each of you play both characters in the same night, or?
We alternate.
Okay.
The night that he's Mr. Bumble, I'm Sykes. The night I'm Bumble, he's Sykes.
Okay, that's got to be a lot of fun. And you two, what do you play? Who do you play?
Yes, we both play the role of Widow Corny, who later becomes Mrs. Bumble.
Yeah.
On opposite nights. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of a prim and proper middle-aged woman who is in love with Mr. Bumble, but she doesn't want to admit it.
Well, let's hear. I'm going to close my eyes. And can you? I'll try to see who's associated with which interpretation. It sounds like fun. My eyes are closed. Mix yourselves up. I'll listen.
Okay. Mr. Bumble, I shall scream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you little tinker, you.
It occurred to me I'm supposed to be looking at certain things, I think, was it Mia then Sabina?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
I like, you both sound different, but I can clear, it's the same role, but I can hear you, your voice is distinctively. So what do we need to know about what's going to happen here? To set up the song you're about to sing.
So setting up the song, this is right after the second number in the show, Oliver. Mm-hmm. And basically Oliver has decided to ask for more. And Mr. Bumble's never had that experience before. He believes that the orphans ask for too much to begin with. Mm-hmm. And he's so disgusted by that. But at the same time, he is completely head over heels in love with Mrs. Corny.
So we come off a whole gigantic set of just awkward flirting between the two.
It's a wonderful scene. It's a wonderful scene.
Bumble actually musters up the courage and kisses Mrs. Corny. Mm-hmm. And
this song happens.
And then
we'll hear members of the cast of Pittsburgh Musical Theater with a selection from the upcoming production of Oliver.
Mr. Bumble, I shall scream!
No, you wouldn't, hi-ho. If I wanted something special, then you couldn't say no. Did I nearly catch you smiling? Yes, I did, and it's beguiling. If your hand is close, I'll press it. Yes, you like it, come confess it. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I shall scream. I shall scream till they hasten to my rescue. I shall scream.
Since there's nobody that's near us who can see us or can hear us, if I ask you, can I kiss you? Say, what will my pretty miss do?
I shall scream, scream, scream.
I pinch you one pinch from your shy protective shell. Can I uninch you one inch? Will my blithesome buxom beauty let her suitor do his duty? Though his lap ain't very large, dear, sit upon it, there's no charge, dear. Will you sit?
No, I shan't.
Will you sit?
I shall scream. Though your knee is rather cozy, see my cheeks are getting rosy. You would have me in your power if I sat here for an hour.
I shall scream, scream, scream.
You're a naughty bad man.
Very naughty.
If you think I can't be proper, prim and haughty, I can. And you'll pardon if I mention You must state your true intention.
Is there not another room here?
No.
If there were a bride and groom here, would there be?
Well, there might.
We shall see.
Where the scream went when we come to an agreement. As my lovey dove is chubby, could she love a chubby hubby?
I shall scream, Mr. Bumble. I shall scream, Bumble Wumble. I shall scream, scream. Scream.
Bravo. Wow, that was amazing. And every time I hear Pittsburgh Musical Theater people, I'm just blown away by the work that you do. I mean, I truly am. The play has a number of shows coming up, and I wanted to mention those to you. It opens Thursday, October 22nd, the musical, Friday and Saturday following with shows at 7:30, and then a Sunday matinee, October 25th, all at the Byam Theater, and pittsburghmusicals.com is where you can go for additional information. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some other things going on at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. Mm-hmm. Who would like to help me with that? Anything for younger kids?
You want to kick it off for younger Tales and Treats? Kids.
Okay, sure. So on Saturdays at 12 o'clock down at the PMT Studios in the West End, are the students of, I guess, the Transitions Program, which are teens aged 13 to 18, actually put on a musical for children. And this Saturday, it is Scooby-Doo. And I believe two Saturdays from now, we start with Charlie Brown. Yes.
Excellent. That sounds like fun. So, folks can come and watch those. Yes, audiences are needed. Mm-hmm. And pittsburghmusicals.com is also how you can get additional information. Mm-hmm. And any other opportunities for students or new students? Anything else we should mention?
Well, so, what they didn't mention is that Scooby-Doo and Charlie Brown are both written by some of the pre-college program students. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Yes.
They got a chance this year to actually write their own shows and have the transition students put them on.
So, you know, we would love to, if there's an interest, record those and feature those on Youth Express, because as original works, copyrights and things are going to work. And it's appropriate, too, because we want original creative work. So that would be wonderful. We should arrange a way to do that and feature the actors too. Absolutely. Anything else new or special?
So there as well, every year, it's a tradition for Pittsburgh Musical Theater's all conservatory, as well as the Richard E. Rao Conservatory, their whole house show, Christmas Carol, a lyric for Christmas Carol.
Gosh, that's coming up.
Yeah, it comes up very soon. We actually have callbacks November 14th, I believe. Yeah, so it's coming up.
That's it's amazing how quickly the year rolls by. Well, thanks to all of you. And, you know, as you're listening, consider the fact there's four people here, four different high schools. Actually, I don't think it was planned, but we got Pine Richland North, Pittsburgh Alderdice, sort of east but in the city, Moon, which is west, and Fox Chapel, which is kind of northeast. But it's terrific to have four different schools with folks who probably wouldn't have met each other if it wasn't for Pittsburgh
One
Musical
very
Theater.
Actually important thing that I forgot to mention about this show is because the theme of Oliver is more or less about being destitute and being born in very unfortunate circumstances, such as Oliver in the show, we are actually doing a food drive in concordance with the run of the show because no child should ever have to ask for more. So if you come to the show and you can bring perishable food items, canned goods.
Non-perishable,
sorry.
Perishable items. Bring a banana.
I get those terms mixed.
Non-perish the thought.
Yeah, perish the thought. Non-perishable food items, canned food, stuff that you can do to provide for people in situations less fortunate than you. That's what we're asking for.
Really all jumped on Sky with that, you know.
Yeah.
You're just that guy, you know, but I... wouldn't it be funny? Not really funny, but, you know, bring perishable items.
Somebody,
you know,
just brings, like, you know, like rotten milk, like, hey, all right, here you go.
Ice cream dripping and slab of meat.
Don't bring a slab of meat to the show.
Non-perishable food items.
Non-perishable food items.
It's really not good to joke about that.
It's vital that you...
we shouldn't... I don't want to joke about that. Seriously, drives like this can really make a difference and maybe even start a pattern of... making sure you share your extra or even buy a little extra with a food pantry or food bank. So it's great that you're doing that. It's a perfect thing to do with the show, too. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. We'll break all your legs.
And no tailbones.
No tailbones.
No pelvises.
No pelvises.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. And thanks. Anybody forget to say something they wanted to? Sky.
I talk so much. Every year for the Pittsburgh Musical Theater Fall Teen Show, we collaborate with the Kappa 6 through 12 Orchestra with their instrumental department. And what's fantastic about the show is it really is, pardon me, an all-student production. The cast is all students, and the pit is all students. From Kappa, we have these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful musicians whom we have the privilege of working with. And it's something like a 40 or 60-piece orchestra, and you don't find that size pit even in professional productions.
Very hard.
So it's an excellent opportunity that we have to work with these fantastic group of kids.
And do you know the dates for that show yet, or the month?
Oh, no. They're playing for Oliver.
Yeah. Thank you. I thought that might be for just one special show. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. That's
wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, look for the show at the Biome opening October 22nd with evening shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of that week. And then closing on Sunday, October 25th at 2 p.m. PittsburghMusicals.com for more information. Thanks to all of you for being here.
Thank you.
And to you too, James. Thanks.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.